Sea of Japan, where the whole task force, I forgot how many ships, but we had carrier battleships. The Missouri, the Iowa, New Jersey was with us, three battleships. I can name a few carriers, but we had all the ships there. We got in a typhoon for 2 days, 3 nights, and there's no controlling of the ship. There's no controlling it. The water's going to take you wherever the water wants to go.
Really high waves. And
you're sunk. I saw
air. This ship?
No. Destroyer.
Smaller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Small destroyer. Yeah. And anyway, there's a trough. You go down the trough in the water. And then when you come up, you're on the top of the swell. When you're on the top, you can see the world. You can see the fleet. Aircraft carriers, they're big. They're sunk in the water.
Yeah.
And they come up. Now water coming up. That's 2 days, 3 nights. And that's when we ended up way up North Korea.
Now, did you ever get seasick?
No.
You're lucky. That's
good. Only, I can say, we had a chief. I think he had 16, 17 years, a Navy chief. 16, 17 years in the Navy. He always got seasick the first day out. After the first day, you can give him all typhoons every day. He will not get seasick. And only one time I felt like getting seasick, getting out of Alcatraz underneath the Golden Gate,
mm-hmm.
Right there.
How funny.
The current.
Yeah.
The current. And I just felt like, yeah. And the Navy will give you pork chops, greasy pork chops.
That's not good for getting seasick, though, is it?
If you're going to get seasick, that's going to make you easier.
Oh.
Yes, get sick, go heave.
Makes you go easy. It makes you feel
easier, yeah.
What was the word you said? What were your slang words for throwing up that you used? Did you have any you used? It's one of the...
Slang?
Yeah. What other words do you use for throwing up?
Going up?
Throwing up.
I don't know. Good.
Did you ever say barf?
No.
Vomit?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, throw up. Yeah.
Those are pretty generic.
Yeah, huh? We never had no of this. Anyway, that's my carry.
Very nice.
There's my... Now, there's a ship he used to be on. My dad.
Oh.
Moses, Brother Freddy, Julian, Ori, me, Babe.
How did you get this?
Pretty good looking, huh?
Yes.
My brother did that.
He knows how to.
Uh-huh. He got he wanted pictures of each one of us. And he got this, and then he got the ship like he was on.
Yes, because this isn't a schooner, is
no,
it?
No.
Oh, this is your dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a Navy watch cap?
Yes.
A Navy sweater? He always wore that until he died. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what rank were you when you finally left?
Seaman first class. Like, mm-hmm. Three little stripes right there, like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed... The next one would have put me chief petty officer with a crow.
And isn't that the equivalent of a sergeant?
I couldn't say.
I'm not an expert.
No, either. No, but I used to know him. Yeah. And a captain with a colonel, something, I don't know, Navy captain with a colonel, I forgot what they were.
They're all these equivalents.
Mm-hmm. But now they got special twos, and I don't know what they got. Yeah.
More categories.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, now let me ask you some of these vocabulary questions and see what you think. First of all, you have a fireplace. Okay. What is the black stuff that coats stovepipes or the inside because you've been burning the fire? What's that word? It's an easy, you know the answer. It's pronunciation only that I'm after.
Not silk? No.